Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
It's a safe place for your secrets. Confess your crazy. 404-741-0985. You can be anonymous.
You didn't hit the little thing.
What's the little thing?
We got the little thing.
Stager.
The stager. The fancy little...
All you right. Drive me crazy. There you go. There's your stager.
Okay.
Here you go, people. I'm
sorry. I spent a lot of time on that.
Guess my impression wasn't good enough.
Okay, so your confessions, 404-741-0985. You could be anonymous. You could also post or send in a DM.
Yeah.
Slide into our DMs, Tad, Drex, and Kara on Facebook. Let's start out here with Steven and Vinings. What's your confession?
Have you guys ever heard of Lululemon?
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The workout.
Sure.
Yeah.
I encourage all women to wear Lululemon.
I don't go off the rails with this, but they are extremely comfortable.
How would you know that?
When my girlfriend stays the night, you know, I tell her, just leave her clothes and I'll clean them.
Huh.
But I regularly wear her Lululemon workout pants when she leaves them behind. They're magic.
I understand.
You gotta try it.
I've never tried it before, but I would like to let you know, I do believe Lululemon makes a men's collection, Steven.
Yeah, but then I'd have to buy them. And they might not have that same support that I'm looking for.
Oh, my God.
It just... In all the right places.
That's right. Shout out to Beth in Sandy Springs. Hopped on the Tad, Drex, and Kara Facebook page and says, I feel sorry for lonely food. So when I eat at a deli, I always pick the food that doesn't get picked. I feel like it makes the food's day better.
Aww. I like that.
So this person is eating liverwurst sandwiches.
Whatever's in there. Okay. You always got that rogue little food item.
Siobhan in Stockbridge, your confession?
I won the first place prize of $1,000 in a company-wide weight loss challenge.
Nice.
Okay. So what would you have to confess? Is that your confession?
I did it by hiding 15 pounds of fishing weights in my clothes during the first weigh-in.
Oh, you sandbagged yourself.
I am not proud of it, but I needed that $1,000.
They always say, work smarter, not
That's
harder.
Right.
That's right.
All right, Siobhan.
Now I got some ideas.
404-741-0985. You can inbox us, Tad, Drex, and Kara on Facebook. Never asked this question before. I'm very curious. Who could tell us like the wackiest thing they've ever seen on one of those security cameras, Ring doorbell?
Okay.
Maybe if you've got some game cameras.
Yeah, there is a woman in Roswell who says that she was just sitting in her living room watching TV, hanging out. All of a sudden, a rock comes crashing through her window, checks the Ring video doorbell camera, and the guy's standing right there in her front yard, catches him like red-handed. He runs off. He does it to another house. Luckily, she was able to get the video over to the Roswell police, and, you know, they're offering a $5,000 reward.
Oh, my God. Caught him throwing.
Mm-hmm.
I checked out our video camera once and saw my husband doing this, like, little Irish jig, and it's because a chipmunk, as soon as he opened the door, ran from our porch into the house. And he had to get our 6-year-old to help him get the chipmunk out.
Wait, was he like freaking out? That's
yes,
what you saw?
Yes,
okay.
He just did like this little jig, this little like jumpy kind of thing. Right. Like, oh my God, what was that? It was a little chipmunk.
You were like, Randy, do you always river dance when you're frightened? 404-741-0985. That's the kind of story we're looking for. Husband dancing the jig on the front porch.
Yeah, I mean, these security cameras are coming in handy. Think about how many like dog missing in your yards have stopped because of it.
Yeah.
You know, you get your dogs getting ready and you look up on the front porch, you're like, oh, they got one of those things. Keep on walking.
Natalie is on hold in Stockbridge. She says she was woken in the middle of the night by, I guess there's a notification on your ring.
Like, yeah, you get motion.
Your phone. Mm-hmm. And so she looked at the camera and she saw some dark figures on her porch. And you don't even want to know what it turned out to be.
That sounds scary.
We'll talk to her. It was scary for the people on the porch. We're asking the craziest thing you've caught on your security camera. Mm-hmm. I remember actress Anne Heche got in that car accident.
Yeah.
And they said speed was a factor. People picked that up on their Ring doorbells. She was driving through like a residential neighborhood. I swear, like 95,000 miles per hour.
It was fast.
Didn't know Mini Coopers went that fast.
I know.
They do. Crazy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
We asked this question on Facebook. What's the craziest thing you've caught on your security camera? And Dora says, my uncle peeing in the backyard when he visits me.
Oh, God.
He's 70 years old. She says, I have three bathrooms in my house.
No, why waste the water?
Boys like going outdoors. Yes. I don't know what it is.
My favorite comment to responding to the question on Facebook, what's the craziest thing you've caught on your security camera? Comes from Allison. She says, we don't own a security camera.
Oh, that's it?
Thank you for participating, Allison.
Okay, you get a trophy.
Okay.
I don't know. Does she want us to buy her one? I don't know what's happening. Natalie in Stockbridge, craziest thing you saw on a security camera?
It was 1 in the morning, and I got an alert on my phone that there was motion detected on my front porch. So I rolled over to ask my boyfriend to inspect it, and he wasn't in bed. So I opened up my phone to see the camera, and I saw shadows. It was my boyfriend and my best friend making out on the front porch.
No way.
No.
So I opened the door. I told them to have fun. I shut the door. I locked it and I went back to bed.
Oh my God.
You didn't like have a conversation or anything?
No, I haven't spoke to either one of them in over a year.
Did your boyfriend not understand how these cameras work?
Listen, the idiot installed it for me.
I don't understand.
Sit tight. We have Jenny in Roswell on hold. She says she had to go back and check footage. Her UPS driver was like, did you see what happened? And she was like, no. And she went back. It was something that she ordered, but something that happened when the delivery was being made.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm interested.
Wilt, you're on board?
I'm on board.
Since it's your job? Sure. We'll talk to her next. Talking about security cameras, Ring doorbell cameras. Anybody see anything interesting, crazy, wacky? 404-741-0985. Jimmy in Cartersville.
I personally don't have one, but the most noteworthy thing I've ever caught on a security camera was I was working at a bar and we got storeroom in the back. Owner went into the office, you know, and he thought he had turned off the cameras. And I ended up finding him playing the piano, so to speak, with one of the servers who was married to one of the bartenders.
Oh, no. What was it like? Was it like a Beethoven overture, or was it like a Guns N' Roses
piano?
Oh,
it doesn't matter.
It was the 1812 chorus.
Oh, the 1812 overture.
It was romantic then.
Thank you very much for that.
Just have that over there. Yeah.
I happen to have the 1812 overture handy.
I bet you do, you weirdo.
Jenny and Roswell, crazy thing you saw on the camera.
Oh, my gosh. It's kind of embarrassing. So I live on top of a hill.
Okay.
And the FedEx truck, like, they're dropping off a package. The guy walks up. He drops off the package. And then I can see on my camera him sprint across my lawn, like, back to where the FedEx truck was.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Because he didn't park it right or something, and the FedEx truck rolled down the hill.
Oh.
And it crashed into one of my neighbor's homes.
No.
And the only reason I know this is because the FedEx guy told me the next time. He's like, did you see what happened?
That's crazy.
And actually, you posted on our Facebook page a picture. I guess I thought that was a cop, but that is a picture of the FedEx guy running to try to catch
his... Oh, he is running, like, full on.
Yeah. What did you order?
Okay, this is the part that's, like, super embarrassing. It was a T-shirt. Do you remember otters holding hands when that was a thing on the internet?
can't say that.
It was like a really cute video. It was like this cute video of two otters holding hands. And it was just something that was circulating and people thought it was cute because that's how they sleep, so they don't lose each other. So it was two otters holding hands, but they have little space helmets because they're in otter space. So it was otter space holding hands.
Jenny, somebody lost their living room because of that.
Oh, my gosh.
I think about them every time I put the T-shirt on. Is that
Okay. We have, hold on a second, because we have a picture of the UPS driver running for his truck and a picture of the otter shirt on the B98.5 Facebook and Instagram. And I'm sorry.
Keeping you up to date with everything happening in this crazy world.
Hey, what happened?
Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. It's 827. Scattered showers, thunderstorms on and off today. Biggest chance of rain, probably about when the Braves game starts. As it always works. 77 for a high, 67 in Midtown. Braves lost game one of the NLDS 7-6. They play the Phillies again this afternoon at 4:35. Charlie filling in for Kara while she's on maternity leave. What is going on?
A server is going viral for sharing her feelings on something that we've all done at a restaurant that we probably shouldn't do. That's coming up in just a minute. But some sad news. We lost an original yesterday. Angela Lansbury passed away just 5 days short of her 97th birthday. And she's most well known for two roles. And it kind of depends on how old you are, on how you know her. The first was Mrs. Potts from Beauty and the Beast.
We've got a lot to do. Is it like number two for you, I guess?
I am in that camp. That is how I know Angela Lansbury. A lot will know her as Jessica Fletcher in Murder, She Wrote.
Last night when I brought you here, it was dark in the den. I left you when the doorbell rang and you came into the dark room. I had only taken a few steps when the den lights flashed on. It didn't occur to me until today that you said you'd never been in this room before.
She was the OG true crime podcaster.
Yeah.
Right. It's so funny because I was so sad about Angela Lansbury. Never watched Murder, She Wrote.
But me neither.
I loved that porcelain teapot.
Mrs. Potts.
Like I was like,
the teapot.
I was like getting emotional over a teapot.
I wonder if she reminds you a little bit, not to get too deep, of your mom.
What's matter, Tattles? Yeah,
there's some similarities, and you're just little Chip. Off to bed now, Chip.
Oh, gosh. All right, let's bring it back to this year. A server is going viral on TikTok this morning for putting her foot down over something that we have all done at least once while visiting a restaurant. Any guesses?
Oh, bringing a toddler? I think that they would probably hate to clean up after that.
Taking more than one mint with your hands, with your dirty hands.
Oh.
You know those mints at the...
Okay.
Okay. All right, let's see.
The
let's
mint
see.
Bowl.
When your server gives you a pen to write the tip, do not take their pen because I probably spend like $30 to $45 a month buying pens. Don't steal them from me. You can stiff me, you can cuss me out, just don't take my pens, because I buy these with my own money. My own money.
Where is she buying $45 worth of pens?
They do. This is it's on her. Because the pens that they purchase are these nice, smooth writing, uniball pens that we want and steal. Buy garbage pens. Actually, I could do you one better. Use red pens. If you're a server at a restaurant, give people red pens to sign their stuff.
No one wants to steal a red pen.
No, just buy a box of those Bics. They come like 48 in a box and they're like $2.99.
That's the thing. They have these beautiful pens. Of course I'm going to steal it. That's what they're for.
It's hard to ask for forgiveness.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
So Tad, Drex, and Kara are here to help you do it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Ben, you need forgiveness from your girlfriend, Lauren. What's going on?
So we've been dating for about a year, Lauren and I, and we each have a kid from a previous marriage, and we work full-time, so our schedules are, like, pretty crazy.
Wow.
So, so we created a calendar for both of us to kind of, like, keep up with everything and make sure it's all in line.
Right.
And, and so a few months ago, I sent this calendar invite to Lauren for a trip to Jamaica.
Oh, how romantic.
Did you spoil a surprise?
Well, that's kind of where the issue is because actually Lauren wasn't invited.
Well, hold on, Ben. Lauren wasn't invited to a trip to Jamaica that you sent her an invite for?
I just sent the invite so that she'd know I'd be gone. Like, it was you just like, block these dates.
You put it on the calendar. So you say Jamaica, yeah. And then it's a shared calendar. So she sees, like, Jamaica on the calendar and assumes
exactly.
that she's gone. Okay.
So she's not going. Yeah. She's not invited.
No, it's a guy's trip.
Wow.
So we were having, and I didn't realize I did this. So we were having dinner last night, and Lauren started asking about it, and she was like, oh, what should we pack? And I was like, and I was like, it's a guy's trip. And we got into a huge fight, and we ended up breaking up.
Oh, my gosh. So, wow.
And yeah. There's kids involved yeah. and stuff. And Cher, do you guys live in the same house, or how does that work?
No, we don't. We don't, but still.
Yeah, but you guys, I mean, you've been dating for a year, and you've kind of probably already started integrating kids and schedules and all yeah. that stuff.
Exactly.
You guys were serious.
Oh, yes, 100%.
And assuming you want forgiveness because, what, you don't want to break up, it was a misunderstanding.
Well, yeah, and I still want to go on the trip.
Right. Well, obviously.
Yeah. You still want to go on the trip with the guys?
Yeah.
Dude, if I'm just being honest here, if you want to get back in her good graces, you go to Jamaica with her.
Yeah, I mean, but it's like, the trip is like coming up really soon.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
I just asked a logical question, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. So
but
you can say like,
he'd be like, the trip is coming up soon.
You can be like,
All right. Sit tight, dude. We're going to help advise you on what you say to your girlfriend and get to part two coming up next.
You goofed. And now you need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara are going to help you ask for it.
Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
It's rare that we have to take Forgive and Forget off the air, but Ben messed up that much and continued to make bad decisions.
Bless his heart.
He scheduled a trip to Jamaica, forgetting that he was putting it on a calendar that's shared with his girlfriend, Lauren. She got all excited for this trip. The problem, it's a guy's trip.
Oh.
She wasn't invited, and she was so angry, she broke up with him. Now, not only, and he's sticking to his guns, we're about to call her. He not only wants forgiveness, but he also wants to still go on the trip.
Yeah.
And her back.
Sit tight, jeez. Ben. We're going to talk to her first here.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. Is this Lauren?
Yeah, this is she. Who's this?
This is Tad, Drex, and Kara calling from B98.5. How are you this morning?
I'm okay.
We understand you just broke up with your boyfriend.
He broke up with me. He was getting ready to go on a trip out of the country, and he just decided to drop a bomb on me.
Yeah, we understand there was a little miscommunication about that trip. It was a guys only trip.
Yeah, that part definitely threw me off, but that wasn't the bomb that he dropped.
Oh, it was something different.
Yeah, he said that he wanted to break up before he left so that he could have a guilt-free trip. Whatever that means.
Oh, gosh.
All right. Now would be a time where we want to bring Ben, your boyfriend or ex-boyfriend, on, I guess. He's on the other line. Ben was calling us because he was feeling bad about what went down and wanted your forgiveness. But, Ben, you didn't tell us the whole story.
Look, I'm really sorry for springing all this on you.
I mean, Ben, Lauren says that y'all didn't break up over the fact that she wasn't going on the trip. She says you broke up with her so you could have like this guilt-free guy's trip and do whatever you want, I guess.
I made a mistake, Lauren, okay? I don't want to break up. I just think it was like peer pressure from other guys going on the trip. They were like, bro, you gotta break up with her. And I was like, look, can I just make it up to you when I get back?
How old are you guys? Like, Ben, how old are you that you're falling into peer pressure from guys saying you break up, you have kids?
It was stupid of me. I'm sorry.
Look, you can make it up to me tonight because I don't think that you're going on that trip.
Okay. I like where this is going.
I leave this afternoon, so I am going on the trip.
So you're all packed up? You have everything you need to travel?
What the f*** is going on?
Well, it's going to be really hard for you to leave the country when your passport is sitting in my purse.
Oh, Lauren, you swiped Ben's passport. That is cold as ice.
Listen, when Ben dumped me, I went into his room to get my stuff, and I noticed that his passport was just
Lauren
on the dresser, so I took it.
Lauren, this is unreal. You're not this kind of sneaky person.
Oh, don't underestimate a woman who has been scorned.
Right.
Well, like we said, this is a feature called Forgive and Forget, and Ben wanted to ask forgiveness for the argument and the breakup. Is there any way you forgive him, Lauren?
Oh, that's up to him, because I had already requested time off from work and arranged childcare, thinking that I was going to Jamaica.
Oh.
Okay. You want to go?
Ben, that's rhetorical.
I'll book the flight right now.
Oh, interesting how you decide not to go on the guys' trip when there's no way you can go on a guys' trip without Lauren's help.
I mean, Lauren, you're going. Is that worth it?
Yeah, luckily, it's going to be a nice long flight. We can have a conversation.
Yeah.
Lauren, I'm going to make this right. I promise.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Back.
You're going to.
Attaboy. Ben, you got to put them back in the jar where they belong.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Are you talking about passport or?
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Coming up tomorrow, Kenny needs forgiveness from his wife because he forgot to pay a bill. And now 99% of her childhood memories are gone.
Oh, no. Jeez.
Poof. We'll talk to him, help him out on Forgive and Forget tomorrow morning at 7.
TMZ and People Magazine call her to see what's happening. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical, Lacouvi in Gainesville.
Hello.
I said it right.
Yes.
Nice job.
All right, you don't get any credit for that, though, Chad. All right, let's kick him out of the studio, Lacouvi.
Goodbye, Pat.
All right, good luck.
All right, Tad's going to leave the studio. We're going to ask you these 5 pop culture trivia questions. Bring Tad back in. Ask him the same exact questions. If you get more right than Tad, you get $100 of his money as he's filling in for Kara on maternity leave. You ready to play?
Yes, let's go.
Question number 1. It's still unclear whether Prince Harry is going to attend his dad's coronation next spring. Who's his dad?
King Charles.
Question 2. Angela Lansbury passed away yesterday. She was best known as Mrs. Potts in Beauty and the Beast. Who was Mrs. Potts' son?
Pass.
Question number 3. The Braves fell to the Phillies yesterday during game 1 of the NLDS. What's the name of the Braves player that left the team for the Dodgers in the offseason?
Gonna pass on that one too.
Question number 4. Khloe Kardashian is opening up about a skin cancer scare she had earlier this year. What type of doctor treats skin issues?
A dermatologist.
And question number 5. A server going viral on TikTok for calling out people that steal her pens. What's the standard percentage for gratuity at a restaurant?
15%.
All right, gonna bring Tad in. Lacouvi, you did all right. Just slipped up on a couple.
Yep. 3 questions correct out of 5. Not bad.
Oh, wow.
All right. Tad making his way back in. We're going to ask him the same questions here.
Okay.
You ready for number 1?
Yes, sir.
Still unclear whether Prince Harry is going to attend his dad's coronation next spring. What's his dad's name?
King Charles III.
Correct. Lacouvi said that too. 1-1.
Question 2. Angela Lansbury passed away yesterday. She was Mrs. Potts in Beauty and the Beast. And her son's character name?
Chip.
Very good. Lacouvi didn't have an answer. 2-1.
Question 3. What's the name of the Braves player that left the team for the Dodgers in the offseason?
Freddie Freeman.
Oh, that is right. Lacouvi didn't have an answer either. 3-1.
Question 4. Khloe Kardashian opening up about a skin cancer scare she had earlier this year. What type of doctor treats skin issues?
A dermatologist?
Yes, that is correct. Lacouvi got that one right, so it's 4-2.
Question number 5. What's the standard percentage for gratuity at a restaurant?
Well, it should be 15%. It's been creeping up to 18%.
If you've got kids, it's like 20.
Yeah. So what's your final answer?
15.
That is exactly what Lacouvi said, too. Nice job, Tad.
All right, final score.
Sweep, 5-3.
Ooh, Lacouvi in Gainesville, are you smarter than Tad?
No, not today.
You didn't really want to beat me because you got to go see this movie. Ticket to Paradise, you're getting an advanced screening. It's with George Clooney, Julia Roberts. AMC Parkway Point, October 18th. It's rated PG-13, only in theaters October 21st.
Woo!
Have a great time, Akuni.
Thank you.
We play twice every weekday morning. You can always sign up in advance. Just go to taddrexandkara.com, 635 and 735. Weekday mornings on B98.5.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.